Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who is the head of our life. Welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor Dale Douglas Sr. and myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. The scripture for this morning, excuse me, in 1 Thessalonians, I always say it wrong, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one towards another and towards all men, even as we do towards you. Again, 1 Thessalonians 3:12, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love towards one another and towards all men, even as we do towards you.
Yeah. somebody to say, gotta mean it from your heart.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Donald Douglas, along with none other than co-pastor Kasima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited to have you guys alongside of us on this morning to share with your share in your first fruit as we share in our first fruit, which is to worship and praise and give honor unto God on this morning. Listen, guys, before we go any further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opening up of our eyes, God. God's closing us in our right mind. Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. We pray that you would strengthen them. God, give them grace, peace, wisdom, and understanding, God, in the midst of whatever it is that they may be going through on this morning. God, our prayer this morning is, God, is something that's said or done on the broadcast this morning. God, will give them strength, God, no matter where they may find themselves at on today. God, let your grace and your mercy and your peace, God, abide in them even now. God, we pray for their ears, their mind, and their hearts, God. God, we pray, God, that you would cover their minds, God, whatever it is, the chaos is in their minds, God, silence that thing right now, God. God, the noise and pestilence that is speaking in their ear, God, silence that noise and pestilence now. Father, anything that's covering their heart, that's on their heart, Father God, God, that's keeping them from feeling your presence on this morning, God. God, our prayer is, God, that you would take that thing right now, Father God. God, and you would remove that thing from their heart right now in the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Grace and peace to you all on this morning. Again, we thank you. We love you so much for tuning in and being a part of our day as we are a part of your day. And we do not take you guys joining and being a part of what God is doing in our lives lightly. We thank you so much. And listen, we honor you for being here and being a part of our day. We're going to go ahead and acknowledge those countries that are listening in on today. We thank you guys so very much, as always, for tuning in and being a part of that, of our broadcast on today. We have the United States, we have Canada, Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have South Africa, we have Kenya, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, and we have Hong Kong. Thank you guys so very much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. Listen, we understand and know that the task that you guys have for spreading the gospel and being able to listen in and listen and be a part of the gospel, we understand that that is a hard thing, that is a hard place, that is a hard situation and circumstance to undercome, because there are adversaries, there are things that are going on right now in your country right now that is keeping you from being able to share the gospel freely. So we're praying for you guys. We're actually under the sound of our voices. We want you to know that we are praying for you. We're praying that the strength of the Lord is not only just on you, but the strength of the Lord is with you, that it covers, keeps, protects, and watches over you as you go through your day. Amen, 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 and amen. Listen, our quick PSA for this morning, we have a quick PSA for this morning, and our PSA for this morning is simply this: be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and be in the power of his might on this morning. Listen, God has a definite plan for your life on this morning. No matter what your situation or circumstance may be, know that God has a plan already orchestrated and set up for your life. Be strong and mighty. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be established in who he is. Don't worry about what you see, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen is eternal. God has an eternal glory, an eternal weight of glory that is set up for your life. You may be going through the worst time in your life right now. The storm may be unbearable. The storm may be unreal. The storm may even be to the point to where it seems like or feel like it's going to take you out. But can I be the bearer of good news and a strength to you on this morning, to gird you on this morning in a way to where all things are working together for your good, so I can let you know that all you have to do is continue to trust in him. Know that the thing that you're in right now is not the end of who you are. I'm going to say that again because I bless somebody's soul. The place that you're in, the thing that you're in right now is not the end of you. This is not your final place. This is not your final spot. God has already set up and orchestrated some things in your life. And the only thing you have to do is just trust in him. And the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And this morning, ladies and gentlemen, can I be the strength on you to tell you this morning? Allow him to direct your path. If you allow God to walk in your situation, come on here, preacher, then preach this morning. If you allow God to direct your life, everything will work out just fine. If you allow God to continue to be the strength and the power and the grace and the mercy and the wisdom that you need in the midst of your storm and in the midst of your rain, he will guide you to the direction that you need to be. Amen? So that's our PSA for this morning. That's our PSA for this morning. Be strong. Be strong and courageous in the might of God, because he is able to do just what he said he would do. Don't worry. Don't fret. Don't fear, for God has it already under control. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break right quick, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. Wrap me in your arms. You are my shelter.
They didn't want you to stomp across that kitchen floor and make that cake drop. That could be a whooping for weeks. They would start at noon, if not before, preparing supper. Now we feed our children Hot Pockets. There's a whole billion-dollar industry called fast foods. Well, we are influenced by our environment. And in ministry, we get saved today. Start preaching next week. 2 weeks after that, we start a ministry. And by the end of the year, we've launched a church. Within 2 years, we are consecrated bishop over the internet, because every other reformation is either jealous of us or frightened of our ministry. But our text tonight really emphasizes the fact that no matter how quick things happen in our environment, the procedure and policy of God has not changed. Included in your growth plan is a course called patience. James 1 and 4 states, "But let patience have her perfect work." Why? "That ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." I'll come back to that in a moment. You must finish this course in order to graduate to the next level. And you might ask, well, Pastor, I've been saved a while, and what is the first course of patience? Unlike the young man that thought he could attain patience through prayer. You can't get patience through prayer. He prayed earnestly and sincerely, "Lord, give me patience right now." And when he got up off of his knees, he had no more patience than he did when he got on it. The first stage in acquiring patience is tribulation 101. Romans, the 5th chapter, the 3rd and the B part of that 3rd verse says, "Tribulation worketh patience."
Yes, sir.
What we must understand about patience is the fact that it not only takes something out of you, but it downloads something in you. I'm glad I have your attention, and I'm not going to keep it long. But to understand what God does in the life of an individual is quite profound. It's profound from this perspective, that God says the end is with me from the beginning. So in other words, when God makes a statement, the end is already with him. God, in the words of the hip hop vernacular, is not freestyling it. He's not making it up as he goes. Ishkataba Ashku. E manda babosi anda. Hata baboboshai. Glory, glory. When God speaks over your life, the time for the manifestation has already been determined. I'm going to say that again. I said, when God speaks over your life, the time of its manifestation has already been determined. And the scriptures are replete with profound examples. He tells a young man about 17 years old,
that I'm going to have the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bow down before you. But if God had sent Joseph from his house to the palace, he would have been a mess. And isn't it just like God to show you the end of a thing? And you rejoice in the end. The truth of the matter is that revelation comes in dispensation. God doesn't tell you everything you're going to go through before you get there. He reveals it as you walk. My grandmama, Mother Patrick's sister, used to say, boy, you can't live holiness a week in advance. You got to live it by the day. So as you walk with God, I feel like preaching now. As you walk with God, God will begin to reveal what it is he's called you to do. Now, I know a lot of times we want to jump ahead of him, but tell your neighbor, just walk with him, walk with him. A lot of times we want to circumvent, navigate our own plan because we want to hurry up and get there. But remind your neighbor of the subject. Say, neighbor, wait for it. There it is. This boy had to visit the pit. And after being in the pit, he was sold to the Ishmaelites. He was sold to the enemy of his family. Then after going into Egypt, he was picked up for a prophet by a man by the name of Potiphar. After sort of getting himself together, he finds himself at the top of the ladder in Potiphar's house. But then Potiphar's wife started liking him. I ain't gonna deal with that tonight. But because of his stance for holiness, he finds himself in prison. And I know he was good up until the butler Baker's incident. When the butler was restored, he said, sir, when you get out, would you remember me? And isn't it just like God to have people forget you? Y'all didn't hear what I said, didn't they? I said, isn't it just like God to have people forget you? That's some things that you can only learn through the isolation of your anointing. People want to be anointed, they just don't want to be isolated. Lord have mercy. They want everybody patting them on their back, and then when somebody tells a lie on them, they crack up and cry all night. Man, what army you been in? I said, what army have you been in? When I first got saved, I was 11 years old. They told me I wasn't going to last 6 months. 46 years later, I'm still preaching. I don't hear nobody talking to me. I want you to understand that if you got in this army, when God anointed you, he put a big bullseye on your back. So you have to learn how to deal with the isolation of your anointing. Let's look at our text. This is a Psalm of David. And if anybody could talk about patience, David could. Minding his own business, gaining an experience with God, allowing God to put a testimony in him, not worrying about the jealousy of his brothers, not concerned with their advancement into Saul's army, but content to do what God had called him to do. Wasn't but a few sheep, but if I can take care of these few sheep correctly, then God can trust me with something else. Thank you, Jesus. And what you don't understand is when you're in the city of isolation, when you're in the county of insignificance, when nobody knows your name, or that the old folks used to say, ain't nobody studying about you, that's when God can have your undivided attention. I'm going to preach now. He can have your undivided attention. And if you allow him to make you content where you are, then he can give you a testimony. I'm about to shout here. You have to understand that God has a way of anointing you off sight. I preach a message dealing with the building of the temple of Solomon's temple, or David's temple, that was built by Solomon. And it says that there was not a hammer heard on sight. That they would work off sight. And after they had chiseled and measured and got it correct, then they would bring it on sight and it just fit. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm anointed for this. You see, when God has chiseled you off sight, people think, oh, you're just up there trying to be seen. No, no, no. Where he come from? I was off sight. How did he get his expense? Off sight. See, while you were somewhere trying to be seen, I was somewhere letting God work on me. David was off sight. When God told Saul, I know you know the story, I know you know it. Like the Baptist woman hollered out when the man said, you know the story. He said, yeah, but we pay you to tell it. When God told Samuel, go down to Jesse's house and anoint my next king. If you read the 13th chapter, you'll understand that God had already spoken the prophetic through Samuel and told him that God has snatched the kingdom out of your hand, Saul, and he's given it to someone who's after his heart. I submit to you tonight that when those words came out of prophet Samuel's mouth, he had no idea of who he was talking about. Just because you prophesy something doesn't mean you understand it fully. Let me move on. God said to Saul, how long are you going to weep over somebody I've rejected? Get up from here and go anoint my king. Took a calf down and was ready to slaughter it. Walked into Jesse's house and said, Jesse, God told me the king is coming out of your house. In walks Eliab. Samuel jumps up and says, I'll be anointed of God. And God says, shut up, boy. That ain't who I want. Lord, have mercy. Man looks at the outer appearance, but God searches the heart. The last king you had looked like a king. People telling folk, you got a head like a preacher. Yeah, right, okay. You ought to stop telling folk that. You ought to say something like, do you have a heart like a preacher? Went through all of the boys. Said, Jesse, do you have anybody else? Said, no. Yeah, oh, Lord. Yeah, but he can't be the one. And Samuel said, go get him. Where is he? He's off sight. Said, I tell you what. We're not going to sit down till he show up. I know I'm talking to somebody here that looks as if they've been looked over, passed by. Your time is over. But look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, the party can't get started till I show up. When that good-looking ruddy boy walked in the room, Samuel stood up and said, this is the anointed of God. How do you know it's the anointing of God? Because the oil began to flow. I'm looking for the oily section. I'm looking for... See, the thing that other folks struggle with, when you're anointed, it's easy. I'm going to say that again. No, I said the thing other folks struggle with and try to copy, it's easy for you because there's oil flowing on it. think we're emphasizing the wrong thing. We shouldn't emphasize the car. We shouldn't emphasize the zip code. We shouldn't emphasize the suit. All of those things are nice, but what we ought to emphasize in the church is the anointing. Because the anointing is what destroys. The anointing came.
Y'all sit down. Y'all make me nervous. The anointing came, and something significant was said in that 16th chapter. It said that the Spirit of the Lord God was on him from that day forth. I preach a message from that text. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's still on me. When God has his hand on you, you may go through some situations, but it's still on me. I might find myself in a pit and in a prison, but y'all gonna help me preach or what I gotta do. I might even be hit with an incurable disease, but it looks like my church is going down and things are going haywire, but it's the Spirit of God was on him from that day forward. Samuel anointed him and said, you would be the next king. The next king. David had enough sense to know, I'm going to go back off site. Ain't no need of me showing up at the meeting talking about, the Lord told me that I'm going to be. Must I move on? Now, y'all do know I am Church of God in Christ. Y'all do know that. And so, I hear you, Brandon. So, David goes back to the field. And at the behest of his father, takes some cheese and some wine to his brothers. And when he gets there, the eldest one, who thought he should have been, but he wasn't anointed for that. So that's the reason jealousy is one of the dumbest things you could have. Envy should not be found in the church. The Bible says, don't let jealousy be named among you. Don't let it be found among you. Because why? You can't do what I'm anointed to do. But by the same token, I can't do what you're anointed to do. So why don't we appreciate one another? I thought I got a bigger amen than that. David goes on, slays Goliath, and then after he kills the giant, he's invited into the palace to live with the king. Now, can't you just see? And in 12 minutes, I'm going to put a bow on it. Can't you see now, David, in agreement with the prophecy that Samuel gave him? Oh, I see it now. I'm going to live in the king's palace, fight the king's battle. Jonathan and I have already talked. We have an agreement and an understanding, and he doesn't have a problem being my vice chairman. I try to teach the folk in my church, Bishop Ellis, I try to teach them that your first anointing is in the second position.
Right.
So much to preach, so little time.
And so David begins to visualize, Bishop Wells, in his own mind, what God is getting ready to do. I'm going to live
in the king's palace, serve him faithfully, and then when he passes, I will be exalted as the king of Israel, the captain of the Lord's host. But he had no idea that he would come home, sit in his seat at the dinner table, and there would come a javelin from the man he admired, served, loved, and worked for. And it wasn't thrown to wound him. It wasn't thrown to get him in line. The javelin was thrown to kill him. And had he not maneuvered out of its way, he would be dead. But please, tell your neighbor our subject, say, wait for it. I'm going to move on. He had to go out into the wilderness. Had to go out into the woods. Here comes Jonathan to say, I'm coming to tell you if it's going to be good or if it's going to be bad. I'm sorry to say, it's going to be bad. I'm sorry to say that my daddy is not ever going to get over this fit. He's out to kill you. I just came out here to encourage you. Well, aren't you going to stay with me because you're going to be my vice chairman? No, I'm going to go back with my unanointed daddy. Because you have to learn, David, patience. You got to learn the isolation of your anointing. And so David finds himself in a cave. Tell somebody it's still on me. I'm in a cave and I don't know why I got here. It would be different if I was a covert operator, if I was a double agent, but I served this man and behaved myself wisely. And I don't understand why I'm in a cave. But I want you to know something, that if you can't handle your cave, you won't be able to handle the kingdom. Closing now. Look at your neighbor and say, work your cave, work your cave. You got to learn how to be right in the cave. When you can't explain your circumstance or figure out how you got here or what God is doing with you while you're here, you got to learn how to work your cave. Something about the cave, you know, in the elite place, you gather all of the elite people. Everybody loves to be around somebody that's doing good. But the ones that are going down with you, the ones that are down with it, are those that will follow the anointing into a cave. Lord have mercy. I know when we pray, we want the good members, the rich members, the fine members, the members that won't make us look bad. But all, everybody that came to David was either in debt, discontent, upset, disrespected, disinherited, disenchanted, just the bottom of the barrel. But they followed the anointing into the cave. Look at here now. You got to learn how to work your cave. The one thing that you never must lose sight of in your cave, you can't lose sight of the promise. Because God cannot lie. And God cannot change. Hath he not said it, shall he not do it? Hath he not spoken it, shall he not make it good? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God is going to do just what he said. So David is talking to us out of his testimony. And he says, I waited patiently for the Lord. And what does patient mean? Patient means to happily endure. Say that with me. Say, happily endure. In other words, I'm not kicking over cans. I'm not cussing anybody out. I'm not mad because I'm in a cave. I'm just waiting on the promise of God to come to pass. Say yes. I want you to understand that things might not go the way you want them to go. But David said, I waited patiently. In other words, I got a song while I was waiting. I got happy while I was waiting. I sang while I was waiting. I prayed while I was waiting. I worked while I was waiting. It's one thing to think that God has forgotten you, but it's another thing to know that God cannot lie. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God cannot lie. Clap those hands and give him praise. Finally, David finds himself outside of the church because he doesn't want to fight anybody in the church. Ooh, oh, Lord. People are outside of the church. Let me say it like y'all say. Some people are outside of the brotherhood. Not because they don't like the brotherhood, but because they don't want to fight in the brotherhood. And sometimes God has to move you off site so that you can keep your anointing and stop fighting those that are fighting you. I wish I had somebody here that could say with me, I've waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard me. Say yes, yes, say yes. I'm going to say right now, David had to find himself just happy without complete understanding. Happy without knowing when it was going to happen. Happy even though the same folk that fought with him are now fighting against him. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm happy. Yes, yes. I want you to understand everything might not go your way, but I've waited patiently. Myself happy in the midst of tribulation. I learned how to make myself happy. Yes, I learned how to take a lie and shout in the spite of it. I learned how to let friends that betray me not know they got the best of me, because I learned how to praise God. About the proximity of prayer. And what it says is that the reason God hears you is because you're real close. And oh, the infrastructure of prayer is that if God hears me, then I'm confident that I'm going to have what I asked him for. Look at your name and sing, neighbor. God heard me. Y'all really not saying it like
I need you to say it. Say, God, heard me. I kept on waiting, and then I waited some more, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited. Time kept on passing, but I kept on waiting. They were laughing, and I kept waiting. They were teasing me, and I kept waiting. I've waited on the Lord. I've waited on the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, wait for it. Throne now, Lord, but you don't know what I went through to get here. I wish I had somebody that wanted to be transparent. Tell your neighbor, you don't know what I went through to get where I am. Yes, you look at the people on stage and say, I wish I could sit up here one day, but you don't know. The preacher to help me. Lord, everybody want to be the PB, but you don't know what he had to go through to get where he is. But tell your neighbor, I'm waiting on the Lord. Clap those hands and give him praise. There's somebody here, God has given you a word. He told you he was going to save your husband, and he looked like he's going in the opposite direction. But help me, preacher, tell your neighbor, wait on it. God told you he was going to save your son, but look at your neighbor and say, wait on it. God says, I'm going to bring your family back together. Look at your neighbor and say, wait on it. Wait on it. Wait on it. Everybody stand to your feet.
My God, what a word this morning. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, 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 and amen. We use this scripture every single day that we're on the broadcast. But guys, the power behind this passage of scripture gives us the understanding that no matter where you may be finding, you'll find yourself at this point in your life right now, whatever junction it is that you are. That God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is just trust in him and allow him to be God and be God all by himself. Amen. So here we find ourselves. We find ourselves in this passage of scripture. We find ourselves in this passage of scripture. In the passage of scripture that we find ourselves in, it says to us, declare, it says, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus died and rose from the dead, we will be saved. The first thing we have to do is realize that we have to confess. Let us confess this morning that we are in a place where we need Jesus. That's the first thing we need to do. We need to realize that we need to confess where we need to be at. Let's get that started right there. So the next thing is to believe. Those of you who need that relationship with God right now, you need to believe that he is able to be there. He is able to do what he said he's going to do. He's able, okay? The next thing we need to confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose from the dead, that you will be saved. Now, this is where the saving grace of God comes in at. So now that we have covered this area, now that we have covered the totality of this passage of scripture, we're going to pray. because we want you to get into the right relationship with God right now. We want you to get into the right position and right place in God right now. So what we're going to do, we're going to extend to you an invitation. We're going to extend to you an invitation. This invitation is very simple. It's yours to receive or reject. It's just that simple. It's yours to receive or reject. So the so basically what we're going to do, we're going to pray a prayer. And when we pray this prayer, we're going to pray this prayer and we're going to ask God to cover you. Only thing you have to do in this moment in time is right now is receive this prayer. It's just that simple. Receive this prayer. We don't want to make it complicated at all. We want you to just receive the prayer. Amen. And here we go. Here we go. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, I pray for those that are under the sound of my voices right now that desire to surrender unto you right now. Father, the prayer that we pray today, God, is a prayer of life, health, and strength. Father, we pray that you would move by your power and move by your strength. Touch them, God, in a mighty way. God, as they find themselves, God, wherever they may find themselves, whatever they may find themselves at, whatever issue or circumstance they may find themselves in. Father, our prayer today is, God, that you would move by your power and by your strength. Touch them now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you be their strength, their hope, and their life. God, let unto them now be the power that they need, God, to sustain and withstand and to stand in the midst of, God, all that they see, experience, and understand. God, let your graces and your mercy now come to their lives right now. God, they have come, God, believing in their hearts, confessing with their mouth that Jesus is Lord. And they believe that they, and with that belief, God, they want to be saved on today. So as they come surrendering themselves to you today, God, our prayer is, God, that you would take them into your care, God, and make them now be heirs and joint heirs into the kingdom of God is our prayer. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. We thank you so very much. We thank you so very much for that. Surrendering of the prayer on this morning. We have three keys that we want to share with you this morning. And when we share these three keys with you, we'll go into the next phase of what we have to share with you. The three keys are basically this. The first one is get you a good Bible. Get you a good Bible. Get you a good Bible. The second thing we want you to do, we want you to get you a church home. Make sure that the church home that you go to is you wear your mask, because they have the churches that are open, that are open for you guys to go. Please make sure you get a go and be mindful of social distancing. Be mindful of wearing your mask if you decide to go into a building. The Abba House is the pastor, is the church that myself and Lady Douglas pastor. We are the pastors of the Abba House. We have virtual services on Sundays at 10:15. You could check. You could click the link when you go to Facebook. Look for us. Click the link, and you will be able to get notifications when you friend us on Facebook and like our page. That we are go on every Sunday. We go on every Sunday, and we, God bless you. We would love to have you guys be a part of the Abba House International. As you click on to be a part of that. And the next thing you need to know is that their lives line up with what they're preaching. The preachers and pastors' lives line up with what they are preaching. Let their light so shine is basically what you need to look for. Amen. Amen. We thank you guys so much for being a part of today's broadcast. We love you so much. We glorify the God that is not only in you, but we glorify the God that's around you. And we thank God for you. And listen, those of you all who would like to sow, you can do so by going to your Cash App. And that Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, that Cash App is $WGC2020. You can go to that Cash App and you can submit your Cash App there to us. and we will be glad to make sure that when you sow, into the kingdom, that we take your seed and we plant your seed that other places may grow. Amen. That's what we believe. We believe that once you sow into us, that we sow into others and those other and so on and so on. Amen. So we believe in that, as we believe that the seed that you give to us is a seed that we take and we replant it somewhere else, that someone else may grow. Amen. We're also doing a blanket drive. Those of you all who would like to be a part of the blanket drive, please let us know by sending us a message through the Abba House Facebook page or through the Worldwide Gospel Facebook page. If you guys go in and you can leave a message, just go in and hit that messenger and send us a message. If you guys want to share financially, you could do so by going to your Cash App and sowing into the Abba House Cash App, or either into the Worldwide Gospel Connection Cash App. The Abba House Cash App is $ the Abba House, and the Worldwide Gospel Connection is $WGC2020. Either one of those Cash Apps, you could sow your seed into to help us with the blanket drive. We're taking that blanket drive, and we're doing the blanket drive that we're able to sow into those that are less fortunate than us in this season that we're in right now. Amen. We thank God for you guys on this morning. We thank God for the opportunity to share and to be a part of the broadcast on this morning. We love you so very much. Please remember to tune in Monday for our Man Up Monday. Then Tuesday is our Testimony Tuesday. Wednesday is our Wisdom and Worship Wednesday. Thursday is our Women's Day Thursday. And then Friday, we'll be back again with Freestyle Friday. God bless you guys. Thank you so very much. And thank you for tuning in into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You guys have a fantastic day. God bless you.
Just like a medicine.